Alaskans are no strangers to earthquakes, and since the recent disaster in Japan, they are focusing anew on coping with one. Matanuska Susitna Borough officials have long urged residents to plan ahead for a natural calamity, and as KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, those concerned about taking action now can gain valuable tips at an upcoming disaster preparedness workshop.
The March 27, 1964 earthquake that rocked Alaska coastal villages near Prince William Sound generated a tsunami that wiped out the villages of Chiniga and Portage and inundated Seward with a flaming oil-coated wave. Although about only 131 people died in that disaster, the 9.2 quake was, at the time, the second largest in recorded history. Alaska is on the Pacific Ring of Fire, which generates 90% of the Earth's earthquakes. Tom Smeda, emergency manager for the Matsu Borough.
Since Alaska has probably 2,000 to 3,000 earthquakes a month, and we have the Castle Mountain Fault in particular, which we are especially concerned about because it travels down through the Matanuska Valley and across the Susitna Valley. Now, the recurrence rate for that is on the order of something over every 1,000 years, but we're technically coming up on the next recurrence that could possibly happen. So that doesn't mean it'll happen tomorrow, but it is close at hand, and we're aware of that.
Smeda says the borough is urging people to get involved in emergency preparedness in a number of ways, using radio ads like this one.
Patty, did you lose power during that last wind event?
I did. We were without power for 12 hours. My well stopped. I went into the garage, turned to my last time I had a kit, which was from that redoubt volcano event, and there was a bug in my water.
Ew, a bug? What did you do?
Well, I was pretty happy to have it, given I had no running water.
Borough emergency officials are hosting workshops and have an internet presence to get information to the public. An emergency preparedness workshop is slated for later this month. Smeda says wildfires are the number one potential emergency in the borough, although other than earthquakes, there are hazards posed by high winds, blizzards, ice storms, not to mention Cook Inlet volcanoes. So it's best to keep an emergency response kit on hand.
There's a lot of common denominators for all disasters, whether it's earthquake or flood or winter storms, and that's that folks should have their own disaster preparedness kit at home with basic supplies like food and water for around 7 days, flashlights, an idea of what they would use for alternative power.
And it does not hurt to put in an extra food stash of canned and dried eats. Experts say if a cataclysm hit the lower 48 states and supply lines to Alaska were cut, Alaska would be reduced to about a 3-week supply of food. Borough emergency personnel keep skills sharp by regular drills with emergency exercises, such as the Alaska Shield exercise, which focuses on earthquake response, and by working with the school district's risk manager, among others.
I'm also working right now with Department of Public Health to conduct another exercise in the area, which will work on how we manage the strategic national stockpile, which is a stockpile of pharmaceuticals and other medicines that would be utilized during a disaster, which may even come into play if we did have a radiation issue.
Remember the Castle Mountain Fault that runs through the Matanuska Valley? Experts will be on hand at the upcoming disaster preparedness workshop in the valley to answer questions regarding the potential for an earthquake. Learn more about earthquakes and how to prepare for one on March 31st at 6:30 at the Central Matsu Public Safety Building in Wasilla. I'm Ellen Lockyer.